Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Gil Hoffman, Executive Director of HonestReporting.com. Gil, a very good afternoon.
Pleasure being with you.
And Gil, thank you so much for making time. Gil, can you give us an update on the elections? What's been happening? And secondly, what can we expect from Benjamin Netanyahu going forward?
Well, if there are any indications that we've seen over the last few days, it's that Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to be a sore winner. He's already reaching out to the people who opposed him. In his victory speech, he spoke about being the prime minister for everyone and seeking not only to expand the Abraham Accords with what he called external peace, but also internal peace. And there was a memorial for Yitzhak Rabin yesterday, and he talked about finding what we agree on. And so it looks like he's going to be a magnanimous winner.
So do you think the coalition, forming of the coalition, is a definite?
Yes, he has a homogenous right-wing government that is much easier to form than the more diverse government that we've had over the last year and a half. And it's just a matter of paying the right price to the potential coalition partners.
Absolutely. And time-wise, I mean, how long has he before he needs to set up this new party? You know, all the alliances.
Well, I think Herzog will officially, as the president, given the mandate to form a government on Thursday evening. And that's 4 weeks with a possible extension of two that they do not intend to use. The new Knesset is being sworn in less than 2 weeks. They would love to be done with the process by then. They won't be. But I would definitely think that by the end of this month, there will be a government in Israel.
There will be a government. Yeah. So obviously he's under quite a bit of pressure. And staying with the coalition, any ideas what it could be?
Yes, there's going to be ultra-Orthodox and right-wing parties in the government with Netanyahu. There's no other party that wants to join him. All the others try to bring him down. Netanyahu is going to play a role of being the moderating force in a right-wing government, which is a role that he has never been in the past. He's always made sure to have a centrist or left-wing party with him as some kind of fig leaf to talk to the world and give it as an excuse to his right-wing partners why he can't do what they want. Now he's the one who has to be giving the restraints and should be interested to see how that goes.
Absolutely. And what do you think are his initial biggest challenges that he's going to have to face?
He has to get along with the President of the United States.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Biden's famous quote is, BB, I love you, but I don't agree with the damn thing you say. And he hasn't called him yet, at least last time I checked my phone, realized there's an election going on in America tomorrow, so the president is busy. He's about to lose, but still, it's not proper that he has not called the prime minister elect of Israel. If they're such good friends, he did call Lula of Brazil.
I suppose it is concerning. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and what's the feeling on the ground around his win? So, I mean, how is the average Israeli, how are they looking at him with this win?
There is no average Israeli.
Okay. How do Israelis feel with his win?
When it comes to Netanyahu, they either worship the ground he walks on or hope he would die. I mean,
that's as blatant as that.
Not much in between. It's very polar disagreements about him. He's a very divisive figure. And half the population here is extremely happy, and the other half are devastated.
So basically what you're saying is the next 2 weeks are going to be quite key. And I suppose also, is he making himself public at the moment?
No, I mean, he had the Rabin Memorial that was a very public address. And what his job is right now to initiate the formation of his government. He meets with the public when he needs their vote.
Right now,
he needs the party leaders, and so he has been meeting with them over the past two days.
That's his priority here, absolutely. Gil Hoffman, Executive Director of HonestReporting.com. As you saw, Gil was very honest and upfront with us. Gil, have a great evening. Thank you for your time.